From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting. The U.S. president names his choice for Supreme Court justice. As a former reality TV show star, President Donald Trump knew how to add a touch of drama to his announcement of his first Supreme Court justice pick, making the announcement during a nationally televised primetime event and managing to keep his choice a secret until then. VOA White House correspondent Cindy Sain has the story.
Today I am keeping another promise to the American people by nominating Judge Neil Gorsuch.
Trump said millions of Americans noted that the president's power to select a Supreme Court justice was their single most important issue when they cast their votes. His pick, a graduate of Columbia, Harvard, and Oxford universities, and a conservative Circuit Court of Appeals judge, is 49 years old. Trump said he is aware of the long-lasting implications.
Depending on their age, a justice can be active for 50 years, and his or her decisions can last a century or more and can often be permanent.
Republican lawmakers quickly praised the pick on social media, while some Democrats expressed skepticism. Cindy Sain, VOA News, the White House.
A Senate committee has approved President Trump's picks for health and treasury secretaries after majority Republicans suspended the panel's rules. The rule they suspended requires at least one Democrat to be present for votes. It was the latest escalation in partisan tensions in the new Congress. Democrats boycotted the meeting, demanding time to ask more questions about both nominees. Democrats say they were unresolved questions. This is VOA News. Israeli soldiers and police gathered Wednesday in the West Bank to carry out the eviction of roughly 50 Jewish families still living in an unauthorized outpost there. The military has ordered people to leave Amona, which the Israeli Supreme Court ruled in 2014 was built on private Palestinian land and must be demolished. Several people tried to resist the evacuation order by setting fires, throwing stones at police, and clogging roads with large rocks. The Israeli lawmaker of the ruling Likud party, Oren Hazan, recalled the violent scenes of 2005's disengagement from Gaza and said he hoped the eviction would have been carried out in a peaceful manner.
Actually, this morning, throw me back straight to the days of the disengagement from Gaza Strip, the days of those photos, those crazy pictures of soldiers and police officers that evacuate their brothers and sisters. I hope so that this day will end without violence. I call everybody to act with patience. We need to remember that we are brothers and sisters.
The eviction operation came as Israel approved the construction of 3,000 new settlement homes at other locations in the West Bank. The UN envoy for Syria, Stefan de Mistura, says he hopes to restart Syrian peace talks on February 20th. The negotiations in Geneva were originally targeted for February 8th. De Mistura said Tuesday he does not think the opposition delegation will have its list of participants assembled in time. He further said that if there is not a list by February 8th, he will assemble the list himself and make it as inclusive as possible. De Mistura briefed the UN Security Council on developments in the peace process, which included talks last month in Kazakhstan between the Syrian government and members of the armed opposition. That round ended with Russia, Turkey, and Iran agreeing to serve as monitors of a December partial ceasefire. Former United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon said Wednesday he will not run for president of South Korea. Ban had generated interest as a top candidate to succeed Park Geun-hye, who was impeached in December over a corruption scandal, but his support in opinion polls has been falling. He told reporters Wednesday he was disappointed by that country's political establishment. Ban said, "I have decided to give up the pure intention of trying to lead political change and accomplish national reconciliation." Ban served 2 years as South Korea's foreign minister before leading the UN for a decade. A court is considering Park's impeachment, and if it upholds the decision, then a presidential election for her replacement would come about 2 months later. Make sure you find out more by checking in at voanews.com. I'm Ira Melman reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.